There's just three of them having a chat. It's as simple as that. Torbay Hospital Radio, it happens between shows. For what reason, nobody knows. So just remember, there's just three of them having a chat. That's that.
Oh, nearly missed the end again because I was chatting. I'm just going to put Hugh and Paul on the mic. So, and we're going to talk about haggis. I nearly forgot. Oh, dear. Wait a minute. Anyway, yeah, I know. I'm glad I've got you guys here because my mind just went a bit. So, shall we? Actually, I'm not going to talk about that first. I'm just going to change the subject. I'm going to talk about, there's a piece in the paper called Sun, Sand and Tea. Brew for Brits abroad. Do you take your own tea bags when you go on holiday? Hugh.
A very good question. And since I'm not the one in our house that really organises what we're going to take on holiday.
Oh.
I just do the booking and, you know, passports and all that.
Oh, right.
But
okay.
Catherine does all the sort of grump work.
Oh, right.
She does take tea bags.
Yeah.
Because you never quite know, do you, what kind of tea bags are going to be available for you in your hotel, in your Airbnb.
No, no. Do you mean abroad? Oh, we're talking about abroad, yeah.
Particularly abroad.
Yes.
And I think sometimes she does when we're on holiday here as well, because we have very specific requirements.
Well, you know, if you like a specific tea.
Yeah.
How about you, Paul?
I don't take my tea bags on holiday.
She's very scientific, isn't it? Really exciting.
Yes. I have thought about it because, I mean, certainly when you go to, I went to Canada last year and their tea bags aren't as good as ours.
Oh, no. Is it anything to do with the water as well, do you think?
Oh, possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah. But normally if I go somewhere like that, I drink coffee.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. So you don't hate it.
But I don't, you know, so I don't like Americano very much.
Oh, it's my, do you know, this is where you and I differ. I only drink Americano, black.
So, yeah, I've got to have some milk in it.
Oh, right.
Got to have milk in it.
Do you like coffee, Hugh?
I do, but only decaffeinated. Caffeine makes me anxious and disturbed.
I was going to say angry.
Yeah. So he's probably had some today.
I don't feel too disturbed today.
Oh, good. So that's quite good for your show, isn't it, if you're not too disturbed?
Yeah, no, it's good not to be anxious in front of a microphone, isn't it? But no, caffeine, I seem to have developed a dislike of caffeine in the autumn of my life.
Oh, really?
Which is where I am now.
Oh, right. You used to be all right with it before then, did you?
Yeah, it was fine. Nice strong coffee, it was fine. But now, I drink a decaf latte for preference.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Decaf latte?
It's a bit posh, that, I think,
isn't it? At home.
Give it at home, decaf. I drink what I'm given.
Yes.
Mine comes out of a jar.
So does mine.
So does mine at home, to be fair. But
if I add milk. Is that a latte, then? If I add milk...
Yeah, I think latte. I think I think is that French?
It could be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But a real latte.
Yes, milk. Isn't it?
But it's kind of frothy, isn't it? Yeah. If you have a real latte.
I think so. All right. Well, we've established that you do take them abroad with you anyway.
Oh yeah.
So let's talk about, before I'm going to put a song in between because I'm looking at the clock. Shall we just talk about haggis, because it was Burns night last night. Actually, Hugh and Paul didn't know it was, but I think Hugh, somebody said something about a dram of whiskey, I think, was it?
Yes, I got a message from my friend Tom, and he said, hope you're all having a dram or celebrating he called him the Bard, I think. The thing is, Leila, that the Bard, to me, is Shakespeare, because he's English.
Yes.
And I knew it wasn't Shakespeare's birthday or anything because his birthday is the same day as my birthday.
Ah.
And I'm not terribly unfair with the world, but I know when it's my birthday.
Yeah.
And it wasn't yesterday.
Oh, no. So it was somebody else's birthday.
Yeah, there was a clue. So Tom sent me a picture of a bottle of whiskey in a glass and said, hope you're having a dram.
Oh, right. So then it might
have. I got no idea what he was talking about.
How about you, Paul?
What was the question again?
I tell you what, your show's going to be really, really good today, isn't it?
Yeah,
you're on the ball.
Not my birthday, definitely.
No, it'll be Burns's birthday.
No. I didn't realise your birthday was April the 1st, same as Shakespeare.
No, 23rd.
Oh, yes.
Oh, pay attention.
St. George's Day.
Oh, I tell you what, your show's going to be super, super today. You don't know what you're doing, where you are, April the 1st or what. The thing was, Paul, about, did you know it was Robbie Burns's...
No, I didn't. Not until you said earlier. Yeah.
And we were talking haggis.
Yes. Well, I don't mind haggis. It's not my go-to, you know, piece of offal.
No.
But it's okay. I had it in Scotland when I was there.
Yeah.
In fact, the last time I had a wee dram was when I went to Scotland.
Oh, my goodness. I bet Hugh has wee drams not even in Scotland, don't you?
On very rare occasions, they will have a wee dram.
The accent, hey?
Yes, really good Welsh. Yeah. Excellent.
I thought it was Irish, actually. Listen, I'm just going to play a quick tune. I'm just going to play Stuck on You by Lionel Richie. I thought it was quite appropriate. And I'm going to come back, and then we're just going to carry on talking about tatties and, and neats.
Neats.
Yeah, so I'm just get it right. And we'll carry on in a moment. But here we go with Stuck on You by Lionel Richie. Here we go. I was just saying to Paul a moment ago, he's just blaming me because I think he thinks I've broken the whole deck and everything.
Yeah. You have.
Yeah. And I might get the sack.
Undoubtedly.
Do you think so?
Yes.
And I looked at Hugh and I said, perhaps he'd better come this side of the desk and sort it out. And he just said no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I would not make it any better.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
No, you might definitely. Make... Well, you might... You don't know. You might just press a button and it might just come...
I know my place, Leila, and it's on this side of the desk.
Well, he's got everything lined up here. Anyway, we're just talking about neats and tatties. If you didn't like haggis, you could... You know neats, is it turnip or is it swede? Would you know that?
Well, I think they're more or less the same thing, but it's one of them, definitely mashed up.
Paul's got a blank look. You're the cook or the chef or whatever.
Oh, yes, yes. That's me.
Right?
Yes.
So do you know neats? Are they turnip or swede? Or
yes, they definitely are.
One of those anyway.
Possibly.
Yeah. This is a very exciting. Yeah. So if you didn't like haggis, you'd probably like the tatties and the swede and all that, would you?
Probably not. I wouldn't choose to have swede or, was it, turnip?
Yeah.
Or parsnip, for that matter.
But I think the haggis bit is... I mean, I know people don't like the thought of it, do they, Hugh? Hugh likes haggis. I'm going to talk to him, Paul.
Well, that's nice.
I'm very fond of haggis.
Oh, yeah. Would you have it any other... You know, do you have it through the year?
Yeah.
Do you?
Every now and again. Yeah, you could buy haggis from most good supermarkets.
Can you?
And, it comes all in a nice sort of bag.
He usually slaughters a lamb out on his farm.
On his vast farm.
Yeah. You should have it with a whiskey sauce.
Should you? Mm. Oh, right.
That's very nice. It's a really lovely meal. It's spicy and tasty.
Yeah, I think it's quite expensive, though, isn't it?
I don't know. My wife does the shopping.
Oh, right. Your wife does an awful lot for you.
I wouldn't know the price of a loaf of bread.
Wouldn't you? Yeah. Says Leila, who wouldn't either.
What There's a you? Quiz for you next week.
What? Oh, yeah.
Shop prices.
You could put that in your quiz today, could you, or not, do you think?
A bit late now, but maybe next week, and then we'll have the quiz at 2:05, and we can all join in.
Oh, right. Well, you'll have a big problem today with this system here. But you just said that you'll just fathom it on, and you'll just carry on, won't
we'll
you?
We'll manage.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but I'm just glad I'm not just coming in at 2:05 and don't know what's going on.
It was working at the start of your show, was it?
Yeah. Yes, and it was working, and all of a sudden I just lent on something, I think
we know where the problem is lying. Right.
Well, listen, I'm going off now because it's 2:03 and you've got to come here. So I'm sorry I haven't had long to talk to you because we've got to sort this problem out.
There's just three of them having a chat. It's as simple as that.
I was just saying to Paul about Shakira and what have you, and he said, yeah, he knew that it was her birthday, and Chrissy Brinkley and Graham Nash, and he nearly got all the correct dates of birth. So you're so
clever. Very good, aren't I?
Or don't blow your own trumpet, for goodness sake.
Nobody else will, so I've got to.
The only one that you were a bit out with was Chrissy Brinkley, who you rightly said was married to Billy Joel. And she's 71 today, but yeah. You said 60-something or 50-something, did you?
60-something, yeah.
Oh, right.
But, yeah, she's older than I thought.
Yeah, oh, right. And how are you, Hugh? I haven't been drinking, Hugh, don't worry.
Very, very nicely put. Thank you, Leila. I'm absolutely fine.
Are you all set to do your lovely show today with Paul?
What? Our almost award-winning show? Is that the one you
That's watching? The one, almost That's award-winning. One. Who said nominated.
Oh, dear me, I forgot all about it. They have been nominated, and they could possibly win the Hospital Broadcast Association. Is that right, Paul? Is that right?
HBA Award for the multi-presenter show. Yes, we haven't bought any sort of champagne or anything yet, have we?
Well, I wouldn't if I were you.
No.
If we don't win, it'll be a gross miscarriage of justice.
Well, yes. I should think so. I mean, really, next year, our little thing here with the three of us could go straight to the top, couldn't it?
It could do,
you know,
I think.
If you presented in the correct way, Paul, you know, so whatever.
Cheat. It always comes down to me.
If you could cheat a bit or something like that.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I've got something really interesting to talk to you guys about. This is the headline, okay, because I know that you all like a little drink now and again. I'm always talking about booze on here, aren't I? But it says here, why 2 in 5 of us can't help fibbing to our GP about how much we drink. Hugh, I'm looking right at you here.
Well, I'm one of the two.
Do you? What? Are you fib? You're admitting this live.
Look, let's be realistic, okay? If I told my GP my exact intake of wine weekly, I don't know, severe consequences would follow. So I do divide it by about
2. I think they double it anyway, don't they?
I think they do. Yeah. I think they generally assume everybody's not quite telling the truth.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it says here, from weight worries to problems in the bedroom, we share our most intimate issues with family doctors. But there is one thing many are not willing to admit. As 2 in 5 Britons fib about how much alcohol they drink, and they fill in forms and what have you.
I get very confused though when they say to you how many units you drink a week. How much is a unit?
Well, it's different for men and for women, though, isn't it?
Well,
you can have more.
Yeah, but how much? What is a unit?
Let me just see if it says here. A pint of strong lager.
Yes.
Right. This is a quiz here. Right, contains how many units? A pint of strong lager.
Two units.
Yeah, that's what I would have said, but I don't know.
Go what one, Hugh?
Three.
Yeah,
three.
Correct.
Oh, well done, Hugh.
Strong lager, 3 units.
Yeah.
Okay. But what's a strong lager? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I think it's probably, says Leila, who doesn't drink lager. What's that?
Stella Artois.
Yes, Stella Artois, yeah, I would think so. Yeah. It says here, right, 3 units. With the NHS recommended limit being 14 units per week.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was more than that, actually. I thought you were allowed a bit more than 14. Yeah. Did you? I thought you were allowed 21.
That's what you were thinking.
So that's what, 4 and a bit pints of strong lager a week.
But you don't drink strong lager, Hugh, do you?
No, he drinks
bottles of wine.
I suppose there's an issue there about whether you drink them all in one go. I mean, say on a Saturday night. Don't drink the rest of the week. Maybe that's
you binge?
That's a binge, exactly. But yeah.
I don't usually drink on a Monday and a Tuesday.
Oh, why not?
Well, because Tuesday I'm live on air. I can't.
Oh, you don't want to be hungover.
Can be pie-eyed, and when I'm on air.
Well, you normally are, but no.
And Mondays is the other day I don't drink because, you know.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Because of your show today.
Yeah, Methodist Monday. Us Methodists.
Oh, well, you look like a.
If I was one. Quaker with my beard.
Quaker. Yeah. No, Hugh hasn't got his beard, has he? I can't quite see.
Shaved this one.
I just couldn't be bothered.
He's got a designer. I've been drinking designer's stubble.
Designer stubble. Yeah, no, this isn't designer's stubble. I wish I could claim it was.
You're a bit lazy, were you?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, do you know what? I mean, you might not face this, but the fact is, if I shave, I have to look in the mirror, okay?
Oh,
so that
dear.
I can see what I'm. Which bits I'm shaving.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like looking in the mirror very much because I don't always recognise the person who's looking back at me.
All depends how many units you've had the night before, I suppose,
there is
really, isn't it?
There is a little bit of that. But I just can't stand. You know, you look in the mirror and you think, who on earth is that?
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, crikey.
I don't think that. Do you, Lily?
Absolutely not. No. What's the matter with you thinking that?
My self-image is quite poor.
Ever since I sacked him from the fashion spot, yeah. He's gone down.
He is our fashion guru. Guru, yeah. Is it?
My resentment knows no bounds.
Oh, right. Is it only on a Monday that you don't like looking through in
no,
the mirror?
No, any day. Right. I don't look in the mirror.
Oh, crikey. So, we haven't got that problem, Paul.
No,
have we?
No, I mean, I don't mind.
You know, I don't mind. I mean, put a bit of lippy on. Not you, of course, brightens it all up and what have you.
I mean, I wouldn't know where to put the toothbrush if I couldn't see myself, could I?
We've all got glasses on here, haven't we?
Can you pat the top of your head and rub your stomach at the same time?
This is really good radio stuff, because Paul's doing actions here, like rubbing his top of his head and what have you.
No, that's not right.
No, I don't know. I always thought something to do with... I tried something that is going totally off what we're going on about. Stirring... coffee, or is it something weird, like with a spoon that goes, you know, if you're stirring two cups of coffee?
Oh yes.
I've just finished the thing.
Well,
I didn't want
one way and the other,
that's it, yeah, like thank you for that.
Clockwise and anti-clockwise.
I think your brain might go a bit frazzled.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, I don't know. It's just when Paul was doing that thing with his, you know, patting your head and what have you. I was just thinking...
It's good to keep your brain in trim.
I think it is. I'm going to play a song now, and then I'm going to tell you what else I'm going to talk about, looking at this big, huge piece of paper. 5-minute lifesaver. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Small amounts of daily activity / risk of permanent death, says experts.
Did you say permanent death?
I meant premature. That was a deliberate. I'm just going to knock. Right, you two are off my mics now. It's horrible, that Hugh. You know, he's just. I'm going to play Uptown Girl by Billy Joel because of Chrissy Brinkley. And I'm just going to reprimand Hugh in a moment, actually, anyway. So here we go. This is. It was going so well until these two guys came in.
There's just three of them having a chat. It's as simple as that.
Well, I don't know what this is all about, but off air, Paul is going to say something in a moment and tell me we're going to play a little clip of last week's, is it, Paul?
Yeah, we are. We were doing an article about snails, hairy snails, as you do.
Hairy snails?
Yes, all right. And there's been so many complaints about the way that Hugh reacted.
Oh.
On air, we had Ofcom.
No.
Yeah, they've been on.
Were you nearly struck off?
Oh, yeah. The you know, the Board of Dentists has been on.
Right.
The Medical Association, everybody have been in complaining. And I'd like you to play it.
I am surprised.
Yeah, I'd like you to play it now and see how terrible it is.
Right, I'm going to keep all the mics up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hugh, I'm surprised at you. Here we go.
Probably different snails, you know, not the same.
Not the same
snails,
one.
Snails,
yeah,
no.
Not,
I don't think so.
They're known for their long lives, these snails.
Not that long. 1,000 years old.
I still don't understand why it's German, if it was back in the Stone Age.
You see, if you shut up for a minute, let me say. Oh, dear.
Did you see what I mean?
He told you to shut up.
I know. On air, in front of millions of people.
Now, that surprised me about you, because I always thought he was calm and collected.
Well, I generally am, but I would just, in my own defence, okay, I would just say it was my story.
Shame. Right,
it was about these hairy snails.
And he wouldn't shut up?
No, he kept talking about it over me. So
I was just trying to, you know, make it interesting. That was
all. What's he trying to say about you, Hugh?
It was a good story, though.
It was about snails. It was very slow, I thought.
Are we supposed to laugh at that? Yeah, but listen, Hugh, I mean, does he not let you speak an awful lot? Does he just ramble on a bit or not? I mean, it's not...
Well, actually, I've got to be fair. He does generally make sure I have time to say what I've got to say.
Apart from last week.
Shut up about it.
Oh, well, and you've had complaints anyway, so you've got to be really nice to Paul this week, haven't you?
I've got to give him a reprimand.
Yeah, do that. Slap upon the nettles, I would say.
I've been on to Keith, the chairman. Who's,
You're quivering in your shoes, aren't you?
And he's presently looking for his yellow card.
Oh, dear.
He's only found the pink card so far, but if he finds it, you're in trouble.
So you've got to be really good today, Hugh, and don't shout at that poor guy, Paul, because he might, poor Paul, because we don't know. Anyway, listen, listen, this is 5 minutes, small amounts of daily activity slash the risk of premature death. Oh. It says, taking small health steps may have the biggest impact on your longevity? longevity. Now, it said adding just 5 minutes of exercise, such as brisk walking, to your normal routine can cut the risk of premature death. So you do a little exercise then, do you, Hugh?
Yeah, I'm walking quite a lot at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. What did I do? Yesterday we went over to Tynmouth.
Oh.
And walked along the seafront for a bit, inspected the damage from storm, whatever it was.
Oh, Clarice? No, it wasn't, was it?
Clarice.
No, it wasn't, no.
Silence of the Lambs, wasn't it?
A little bit of Chianti.
Yeah, it was quite dramatic. I mean, a bit of the pier is missing. Anyway, we went and walked along there. And today I've walked a bit in Newton Abbot. I had some small errands to do.
Oh, right. And you've walked from the car park, have you, or not? Or did Paul drop you off?
The car park. No, we walk up the hill. No, I walked over to the
Won't be happening again.
Tell him to shut up, Paul, a minute. that was quite good.
So, not too bad.
Well, you won't have a permanent death. You won't have a permanent death.
I'm not going to suffer a permanent death.
And you, Paul, about your walking?
Yes, I've walked up and down the stairs this morning.
Have you?
Went into the kitchen and I did some extra exercise. I filled the kettle.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I've had a cup of tea.
I can see the muscles on your arms.
Rippling. They are rippling.
I wasn't going to use the word ripple, but never mind. Oh, so this is true then about this small, isn't it? I try to do lots of walking, but the car gets in the way, a lot of the time. You just think, I might as well get in the car, but I should do more walking.
You shouldn't do that, Leila.
Certainly not at my age. I should do more walking.
More strength of purpose is what you need.
Oh, can you hear him, Paul? What's listening to you? He's very, what is he today? I can see he might have a bit of a problem with you today.
No, he's this all the time. I'm used to it. It's okay.
He seems to be a bit more like dominant, I think. You were very dominant. Yeah, he's got a red T-shirt on.
That's a danger sign, isn't it?
Red for danger. I might be.
Do you want to read it?
Yeah, I might be colourblind, but I know I look good in green. Oh, that is funny, isn't it?
Yes, on a red T-shirt, perfect, isn't it?
Oh Well, I see what. Oh yeah, I only just got that. Actually,
it's not that impactful on radio.
He was showing off his T-shirt there. Yeah, no, it wasn't, was it? But it does.
The thing is, can Hugh remember the name for his condition? It's not colourblindness.
Oh, we talked about this, didn't we? It begins with an A.
Is it not agoraphobia?
No.
You don't want to go outside, is it? Agoraphobia?
No, it's colourblind.
Agoraphobia.
Oh, he hadn't got that, though.
No.
He's happy to go outside.
That's a fear of the great outdoors, isn't it?
It's a D.
Not an A, then.
No, I've lost. I can't.
Dyslexic.
Remember.
What
was it? Yeah, it's dyslexic. That's Daltonism.
Daltonism.
What?
Daltonism.
I think you made that up.
No, we did a long
Daltonism.
Daltonism.
Yeah. Never heard
named
of that.
Named after a bloke called Dalton.
Not Royal Dalton.
That was his name. Roy Dalton.
Really?
Something like that.
Right, yeah. That was quite a good. That could have been for my general knowledge thing, couldn't it?
Put it in next week.
Yeah, well, I probably have forgotten, because I've got can't remember things that happen on here, actually.
It's one of my many disabilities, being red, green, colourblind.
Are you serious?
Are you
colourblind? Crikey.
It's not a serious disabling condition. It's just inconvenience sometimes.
Can you drive all right with that condition?
What, you mean, can I tell red traffic lights from green ones? Well, I don't know.
You'd have a problem, wouldn't you? I think you'd be dead in your premature.
The top one's green, isn't it, or is it red?
It could be amber, I don't know.
There's an amber light, is there?
Is it? I think somewhere abroad, am I right in thinking this? Maybe in France, I don't know. There's no amber at all. It's red and green. Is that right? Am I right?
Well, somewhere. It's definitely somewhere.
In America, I think.
And I think, I'm sure in France.
Yeah,
nearer than America.
Yeah, might be.
Yeah. I think it'd be all right. I mean, do you really need amber? I don't know.
No, I can see the colours when they're separated out like that. So they go red, amber, green, I can tell. Oh. But I can't see, like, red holly berries against, like, a green holly tree.
Oh, this is fascinating.
It's one colour against the other one.
Right. Did you have to put, you know, when you're on your driving licence, do you have to say that you're colourblind?
No, you don't.
Well, you shouldn't you, really, I think?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
I should. You see the lights on the console in front of you. You've got red lights and green lights, haven't you?
You can see all those.
I can see that some of them are red and some of them are green.
Well, I suggest today that you come this side of the desk, Hugh, because now you can see all the red buttons and the green buttons.
No, it's forbidden territory. I once operated one of those sliders things that you've got and nearly had a heart attack.
Poor space, he's looking... It's a pity nobody can see your face on this.
I might let him loose on that. I've got no problem. He's just...
No, he's just... He doesn't want to, does he? No. When he's... he'll tell you to shut up in a minute anyway. Yeah, when Well, I'm going to tell you... I'm going to shut up in a minute, actually. So, because it's nearly... It's 2 minutes to two and you've not even sorted yourself out, Paul.
No.
Right. So, really nice talking to you guys. I'm just going to get you off now, all right? Goodbye, you two.
Bye, then. Yeah.
That was Lila, Hugh and Paul. Just three of them having a chat. And that's that. This was an in-house production for Torbay Hospital Radio.